期末测试一。一，拼录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。
One. Hello, Mark. Our junior high school is over. Do you have any special memories?
Of course, I remember sleeping in Mr. Smith's class when I was in grade 7. He shouted my name twice, but I was still asleep. It made him very angry.
Hello, Mark. Our junior high school is over. Do you have any special memories?
Of course, I remember sleeping in Mr. Smith's class when I was in grade 7. He shouted my name twice, but I was still asleep. It made him very angry.
Two.
Could you please tell me the difference between the table manners of China and America?
No problem. Chinese people usually eat meals with chopsticks, but in the US, we usually use knives and forks.
Could you please tell me the difference between the table manners of China and America?
No problem. Chinese people usually eat meals with chopsticks, but in the US, we usually use knives and forks.
Three.
Hi, Jack. You look so worried. What happened?
Well, I overslept this morning. Then I hurried to the school after a quick breakfast. But when I got to school, I realized I had left my school bag at home.
Hi, Jack. You look so worried. What happened?
Well, I overslept this morning. Then I hurried to the school after a quick breakfast. But when I got to school, I realized I had left my school bag at home.
Four.
Father's Day is coming. What should I buy for him?
Why not buy him a t-shirt?
Good idea. Father's Day is coming. What should I buy for him?
Why not buy him a t-shirt?
Good idea.
Five.
Hi, Mark. Shall we go fishing tomorrow in the river?
I don't think I want to go, Mary. The river is really dirty now. Some factories often put waste into the river.
That sounds terrible. The river used to be clean. We should do something to protect it.
Sounds good.
Hi, Mark. Shall we go fishing tomorrow in the river?
I don't think I want to go, Mary. The river is really dirty now. Some factories often put waste into the river.
That sounds terrible. The river used to be clean. We should do something to protect it.
Sounds good.
Two. 听录音，选择正确答案。每段对话读两遍。听第一段材料，完成
第六、七小题。
Hello, John. Where did you go on vacation?
I went to the beach and enjoyed sunshine.
Why didn't you go to the mountains?
Oh, I think it's not safe to climb the mountains.
Did anyone go with you?
I went there alone.
How did you go there?
I drove my car. It's faster than the bus.
Hello, John. Where did you go on vacation?
I went to the beach and enjoyed sunshine.
Why didn't you go to the mountains?
Oh, I think it's not safe to climb the mountains.
Did anyone go with you?
I went there alone.
How did you go there?
I drove my car. It's faster than the bus. Mary, your mother's birthday is coming soon. What can we get for her?
Oh, Daddy, let me think about it. My mother likes reading, especially some books about history.
You're right, but history books aren't your mother's favourite things.
What's her favourite thing?
I think she doesn't like sports, but she likes CDs best. She's interested in music.
Wonderful! We should get her a CD player.
That's a good idea. Mary, your mother's birthday is coming soon. What can we get for her?
Oh, Daddy, let me think about it. My mother likes reading, especially some books about history.
You're right, but history books aren't your mother's favourite things.
What's her favourite thing?
I think she doesn't like sports, but she likes CDs best. She's interested in music.
Wonderful! We should get her a CD player.
That's a good idea. In a primary school, a teacher and her students talked about the future job the students wanted to have in the classroom. There were several answers: doctors, teachers, film stars, and so on. One of the students gave a surprising answer. This child said, with his eyes full of tears, "I want to be a telephone when I grow up. There is no one at home to watch me or care for me. Everyone holds a telephone to talk, even goes out after answering a phone. They pay more attention to the phone than me." The loving teacher met the child's mother and talked about this with her. The mother said, "My husband is a very busy businessman. He never has time to look after the child." "But what about you?" the teacher asked the mother. "What do you know about me?" "I am the president of a women's club. I have so many meetings and activities." The teacher now understood why the child felt lonely at home. "I think children want their parents to spend much time with them," said the teacher. "In fact, most of the parents don't do it well." In a primary school, a teacher and her students talked about the future job the students wanted to have in the classroom. There were several answers: doctors, teachers, film stars, and so on. One of the students gave a surprising answer. This child said, with his eyes full of tears, "I want to be a telephone when I grow up. There is no one at home to watch me or care for me. everyone holds a telephone to talk, even goes out after answering a phone. They pay more attention to the phone than me. The loving teacher met the child's mother and talked about this with her. The mother said, "My husband is a very busy businessman. He never has time to look after the child." "But what about you?" the teacher asked the mother. "What do you know about me?" "I am the president of a women's club. I have so many meetings and activities." The teacher now understood why the child felt lonely at home. "I think children want their parents to spend much time with them," said the teacher. "In fact, most of the parents don't do it well."
四，听录音，完成下列表格，短文读两遍。
Different countries have different customs. When we are in America or England, we should give tips after receiving the service in restaurants, hotels, or at airports, because some who work in these places usually get low salaries. How much you give for the service depends on how good you feel about it. But there are some special rules for giving tips in some countries. At airports, porters usually get a dollar tip for each bag. In hotels, they usually get a dollar for carrying one or two suitcases. A hotel door attendant also gets about a dollar for getting a taxi. Many customers also give tips to the hotel room attendants, especially when they stay in a hotel for several days. They usually give a dollar for each day. The usual tips for other kinds of services, for example, for taxi drivers, waiters, and waitresses, are between 10 and 20% of the bill. Different countries have different customs. When we are in America or England, we should give tips after receiving the service in restaurants, hotels, or at airports, because some who work in these places usually get low salaries. How much you give for the service depends on how good you feel about it. But there are some special rules for giving tips in some countries. At airports, porters usually get a dollar tip for each bag. In hotels, they usually get a dollar for carrying one or two suitcases. A hotel door attendant also gets about a dollar for getting a taxi. Many customers also give tips to the hotel room attendants, especially when they stay in a hotel for several days. They usually give a dollar for each day. The usual tips for other kinds of services, for example, for taxi drivers, waiters, and waitresses, are between 10 and 20% of the bill.